Let us now move on to item number 5, which is the minor relaxation of the development intensity of the West Kowloon Cultural District, which is our paper number TFK-03-2014.
Chairman,
I'm going to invite...
Yeah, because I'm a board member, can I, you know, be... leaving this office because leaving this space because this is going to be a conflict of interest.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think I would. Let me deal with it when I go to the declaration of interest item. Okay, thank you. Because there may be other members declaring conflict of interest. Hi. So first of all, I would like to welcome the following representative from WKCDA. Mr. Derek Sun, Mr. Patrick Lam, Ms. Lau, Mr. Fu, Ms. Wendy Lam. From Llewellyn Davids Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Dixon Hoi. From Ronald Liu and Partners Hong Kong Limited, Mr. Eugene Cheng. And as for other items, I would like to invite members to declare interest. And Raymond has declared a conflict of interest because he's sitting as a member of WKCDA. So Raymond, I think I would invite you to stay on but refrain from giving comments. But if you feel more comfortable leaving the venue, it's up to you. But I think you can stay. Okay. Is there any other members?
Then.
Yes. Okay. Derek?
Thank you, Chairman. Firstly, I also want to declare that I live in the in an apartment of the Kowloon Station. I'm the chairman of the Waterfront Owners Committee, and also I'm a member of the consultation panel of the WKCDA. May I leave to also not to comment on the papers, and I don't think I have any conflicts of interest on this topic. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek, for letting us know and registering it. Ivan?
主席，我谂都需要 declare， 我未 confirm 嘅，但系 likely 我会 accept the appointment as professional advisor as a sub consultant of a consultant for a project of WKDCA.
So, what's your view on it? Because it is a potential conflict of interest. So you would choose to refrain from giving comments, or is that your point?
我暫時睇唔到有咩直接嘅 conflict of interest， 但係我覺得需要 declare and put it in record。
Okay. So, I think I need some advice. because to me it doesn't, you know, there's not any current direct conflict of interest, but Ivan would perceive himself to have some conflict of interest. But according to what I understand, you would still like to give comments on the on this item or not? Do you want to give comments?
我可以唔俾 comment 嘅，即係令到主席清晰啲。
Okay, so to give comments. Okay, then it's all right. Okay, so because if you choose to give comments, then I think I just need to seek some clarifications. But if it is your personal viewpoint, because that you don't want to give comments because of a potential conflict of interest, then we would register that. Thank you. Derek?
Thank you. As an elected district councillor of Tsim Sha Tsui West constituency, I would like to give some comments and would like to seek your permission on this. Thank you.
Derek, you are saying that you want to give comments from the viewpoint of the district council. Okay, good. I think that could be accepted. Right? Is there any other person who wants to declare conflict of interest? WKCDA is so important. Everybody is involved. Okay. If not, then I think let us move on to this agenda item. Now, as a background, WKCDA had reported to the last task force meeting on the 2nd of December that it would apply for a minor relaxation of the maximum gross floor area GFA and building height restrictions under Section 16 of the town planning ordinance in order to optimize the development proposal potential of the WKCD sites And now WKCDA would like to seek members' comments on the detailed proposal at this meeting. May I now invite Mr. Derek Sun to present the paper with the aid of a PowerPoint, and please try to limit your presentation to 10 minutes. Thank you.
多謝主席。我哋上月嘅時候嚟過啦，就提及我哋喺度研究緊咧，會唔會係將我哋成個西九文化區嗰個發展密度略為放寬，咁經過向城規會申請咁呢、這個意念嘅。咁其實過兩個月咧，我哋又請咗一個規劃顧問幫我哋手喺呢方面嘅研究啦。咁亦都好緊密同政府有關嘅部門去磋商，睇下呢個略為放寬嗰個密度可以去到邊度，而唔會影響我哋西九發展嘅整體發展同埋嗰個文化藝術嗰個內容嘅。咁其實個時間上咧，如果委員記得嘅話咧，其實我哋西九發展區咧就有一個比較重要啲嘅一個元素咧，就係嗰個綜合地庫嘅。咁、那個綜合地庫咧，其實咧就會政府咧會喺今年年中咧就會去申請撥款咧，去幫我哋起嗰、那個興建嗰個地庫。咁當然，如果我哋真係西九嘅發展嘅密度可以略為放寬咧，咁、那個地庫嗰個結構啊，或者其他配套咧，亦都要相應配合。咁所以我哋都要睇住呢一個時間表去做。咁希望可以下個月三月可以入到城規，咁就五月如果一個結果嘅話咧，就可以配合到呢個時間。咁或者就關於嗰、那個發展嗰、那個參數或者各樣而家嗰個研究嘅進展情況，我交俾顧問啊Dixon幫大家簡介一下。
係，唔該戴榮，係主席同埋委員你哋好。咁啱啱都講過，其實12月上過嚟嘅，咁就之後就過去嗰幾個月，我哋都做緊呢個研究，睇下諗點樣入呢個規劃申請去放寬呢個地積比呢個樓面面積同埋個高度嘅。咁或者好快咁講翻，就係之前個核准嘅圖則入面啲主要嘅函數就係個樓面面積咧最高咧係可以去到74萬平方米嘅。咁而其中咧有23公頃咧係要做呢個公眾嘅休憩空間。咁另外咧，喺個樓面面積嘅控制嗰方面咧，係主要控制呢個酒店啦、辦公室啦同埋住宅嘅用途嘅。咁喺高度控制嗰方面咧，喺兩個嘅 open 休憩用地嘅控制上高咧係1層同埋3層，同埋喺其他嘅用地上高咧係50、70同埋100嘅 MPD 嘅。咁剛剛都講過啦，其實今次係一個想點樣善用土地資源嘅舉動，咁就想呢個申請咧就經過研究之後咧，其實就諗住係整體個樓面面積係增加 15% 嘅，咁而各自唔同嘅樓面面積，包括係住宅啊、辦公室啊等等，都會係用一個比例 15% 一樣咁樣去做，咁就希望可以達至咧日與夜咧呢、這個西九咧都係有個好有呢、這個vibrancy 好有呢個動感嘅嚇，即係人氣暢旺啦嚇。咁另外咧喺呢、這個 Outline Zoning Plan 即係好 set piece 上高嘅 Explanatory Statement 咧，其實都有提過各個用途咧喺個表上都講咧，譬如藝術同埋文化設施咧，係淨係可以佔呢個總呢、這個樓面面積嘅35%至40%，等等係有一個規限嘅。咁根據啲規限嗰度咧，我哋初步咧就見到你加 15% 之後咧，就會由74萬就去到大概85萬平方米嘅。咁而正話講過嘅酒店、辦公室同埋住宅咧，都係加 15%。咁住宅又係加 15%。咁同埋其他一啲剩翻嘅藝術啊、文化同埋一啲餐飲啊，同埋其他嘅設施咧，都係加 15% 嘅。咁啊地積比率咧，都由 1.81 去到 2.08， 咁都係加 15%。咁、那個公共休憩用地咧，都係保持翻23公頃係冇變。咁其實呢扎嘅改動其實有咩好處咧？其實 係第一就係主要嗰啲文化設施咧，其實係完全冇影響嘅。咁就住去配合更加多嘅文化設施嘅社會嘅訴求，話想要多啲輔助即係文化發展嘅設施，包括係一啲訪港嘅藝術家嘅一啲住宿啦，譬如一啲藝術團體或者嘅排練嘅地方啦，咁或者可以俾一啲年輕人同埋一啲藝術家咧有一個創意空間嘅，咁就希望咧整體嚟講咧呢啲建議咧就可以推廣到成個區咧，更為一個更成功嘅文化藝術區，同埋咧就可以多啲空間去支持同埋培養呢個藝術家嘅創意工業嘅。同時間咧就都會騰空一啲空間咧，就俾西九管理局咧係即係安置佢個 office 嘅。咁就同時間上高講咁多嘢咧，都會有更加多嘅配套設施，包括係餐飲咧，去支持翻成個文化藝術區嘅額外嘅樓面面積嘅。咁另外咧，嗰48,000額外關於呢個酒店啊、辦公樓啊等等嘅同埋住宅嘅 GFA 就會幫到而家即係各方面需要，譬如酒店啊、辦公樓啊同埋住宅嘅需求啊。咁而想提翻一句，就係我哋今次會提交呢個申請咧，其實就係唔會好似普通商式先係一個scheme specific， 即係一個固定嘅發展方案。咁係主要係提供一個彈性咧，就俾將來嘅發展去做嘅，係主要係放寬一啲函數嘅，即係發展函數嚇。咁當然，除咗話個樓面面積會增加 15% 之外咧，其實初步我哋而家都睇緊係個高度咧，都係會有一個放寬嘅。咁但係個放寬就應該個別嚟講都會係維持翻係類似 15% 左右。咁但係個別一啲地塊就可能會有相應嘅提高。咁而家我哋係全力係喺就住各方面嘅交通啊、環境啊、通風啊、景觀啊，同埋唔同嘅函數上都喺度睇緊，同埋個非面做緊研究，咁就會確保咧所有嘢咧都會符合到相關部門嘅要求啊，同埋係唔會造成任何一啲不良嘅影響嘅。咁正話啱啱 Derek 都講過啦，咁我哋會諗住喺未來嗰幾個禮拜會盡快完成所有嘅技術文件，咁就希望喺3月咧就提交俾城規會啊。咁就主要嘅資料就正話啱啱講過，咁就希望會員睇下有咩暫時嘅意見嚇。多謝。
OK， 多謝你。或者我問第一個問題啊，即係我想問一下個 project team 係咪 aware of 我哋嘅 harbour planning principles 嘅咧？同埋即係你而家呢一個proposal， 即係呢個 change 有冇 address 到呢啲 harbour planning principle？ 咁另外我就想 invite 有冇其他嘅 members 想有問題或者意見俾 project team 咧？Paul。
This area was originally a park, and it was designated a park for the public as a whole. Then government carefully calculated over several rounds how much development was going to be permitted, and now we're going to be asked for 15% more, and there's no justification from any harbour planning principles or for anybody. I mean, there's no justification. There's no public gain identified other than you want more. Well, I want more money. I want a bigger home. I also want more. Everybody wants more in this room.So, I mean, I don't see any reason that this should be granted. I don't see anything that I should support as a Harbourfront Commission member. I don't see as a public of Hong Kong where I should support this. I don't see any reason to support you. I mean, everybody can come for more. government has carefully, the planning department carefully over many years discussed, LegCo discussed, community has discussed, very clearly agreed the parameters. And that's only we want 15% more. Yeah, of course everybody wants more. I don't see any reason. Things big enough. You got enough space. Live within the means. We all have to do that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Paul. Peter?
Yes, I rather agree. I think it's difficult to completely understand why, after years in the making, planning, and of course, a very very well-known competition, that for no great reason we're now being asked to, at a very late stage, look for 111,000 square metres. I mean, it's an enormous amount. And what really worries me is the fact that I think certain questions, certainly in relation to harbourfront interest, diversity, vitality, have been raised. There are 17 arts and cultural facilities. If anything, there's probably a shortage of things like restaurants, dining, and possibly retail. But, you know, I noticed from the breakdown that retail and dining would be only about 15 to 20% of the total. In fact, it's less than the total amount of housing, which, you know, that might have its own underlying story. I don't know. But I agree with Paul. It's really difficult to completely understand the basis for the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Derek, you mentioned that you would like to report on the District Council's view on this.
Yes, please. The West Kowloon Cultural District Port Project was repacked and resumed new approach in early 2008. Three stages of public engagement exercise has been conducted. An analysis report with extensive public opinions was submitted by the Hong Kong Polytechnic University in December 2011. The development first proposal of the project was finalized and submitted to the Town Planning Board for approval in December 2012. It is not convincing that to increase the plot ratio by saying to optimize the development potential with 15% so-called minor relaxation of 47,820 square meter gross floor area. A discussion paper of concern on the intent of increased plot ratio of the WKCD was submitted to the Community Building Committee meeting of Yau Chi Mon District Council on 17th of October last year. I want to recall at the meeting that more information and explanation are required, and unacceptable views on increased building height from prior approval of the Town Planning Board were expressed. I have two questions. As I just heard one just before, but I still want to know more. I want more details of actual figures on the minor relaxation of building height restriction may be considered as described in paragraph 8. And secondly, the policy address of the chief executive saying that we'll conduct a pilot study on developing more urban underground space, including Tsim Sha Tsui West. Does it apply to the WKCD project, as it may be helpful to alleviate the pressure of height relaxation? Thank you.
Maggie?
I probably agree with some of the things that have been said. I don't really see that it's justified. I think this sets an awfully bad precedent as well. This isn't minor. This is definitely more than a minor relaxation. And I also think they're asking for far too much flexibility within that so-called minor relaxation, which really, with a waterfront position and with increasing densities, and as several people have said, the amount of public engagement that took place before this and the very strong feelings of the public that 1.81 plot ratio was all they wished to see, I really don't think this should be accepted.
Thank you. May I now invite the project team to respond to the comments that has been raised, please?
Thank you, 主席。我諗第一樣嘢想講翻話 Harbour Planning Principle， 其實我哋當然係 well aware 呢件事嘅。咁我哋喺制定呢個申請嗰陣時咧，其實 都就住個高度啊等等啊，都會參考翻之前核准圖，即係 which is Foster 嘅 concept， 同埋呢個 Harbor Planning Principle 咧，去嘅原則咧去制定嘅，咁就唔會係即係輕易去改變之前核准咗啲嘢。咁其實主要都係跟翻之前一個模式去可以做到嘅地方去增加嘅啫。咁正話提過就話其實即係都聽到各議員嘅意見，就係話都唔係好認同呢度應該再加高嘅，呢個明白嘅。咁就但係其實社會都有好多唔同嘅聲音，即係譬如立法會呀，或者唔同嘅議員呀，都有人講，或者社會都有唔同聲音話你全個海港地方我諗全香港而家海濱即係 1.81% 呢個可能係成個維多利亞港最低嘅，因為而家其他雖然係以前好 common 有啲5嘅，咁後尾係撳低咗去到4呀或者係3，但係譬如紅磡呀嗰啲都係4呀咁，咁大家係睇到即係有個空間 between 1.81 同埋3呀呢啲數中間呢，係咪即係而家社會係對住酒店啊、辦公樓都有一個即係覺得係唔足夠嘅，係咪即係而家喺發展之前可以有個彈性去放寬咗呢度，就唔會令到其他即係一個各個用途都有個壓力喺度呢？當然我明白每社會有唔同嘅聲音，但係其實呢個都有另一個聲音，就係呢、這個區 1.81 係咪一個善用資源嘅睇法？咁其實我哋覺得即係呢個都一個平衡返各方面嘅聲音，即係係咪去到3呢？當然我哋覺得唔係嘅。咁就而家所以呢個係一個我哋覺得係一個中庸嘅做法嚟嘅。咁另外都有委員就提過，就話關於高度嘅放寬，咁而家其實我哋呢兩日都會同規劃處再去睇嘅，咁可能嗰個資料就可以之後再提交翻俾各委員去睇，我哋將會諗住放寬嘅幅度。咁地下空間嗰方面，其實我哋因為正話都提過，其實下呢個即係都有一個好大嘅 basement 去做車位啊等等，或者係設施嘅。咁但係其實下低都有好多唔同嘅管道呢，其實我哋都睇過呢，其實而家嗰個地下空間呢都差唔多已經善用咗，同埋唔係所有空間都可以用到，因為有唔同嘅管道啊等等啊嘅設施嘅限制呢，就而家已經係善用咗㗎啦。或者仲有冇咩我正話係漏咗嘅提問？
Project team 嘅回應係咪嚟到呢度？
主席，或者我補充一下啦，我估其實正如頭先Dixon佢都有好多唔同嘅項目係關於話即係放寬嘅嗰、那個發展嘅密度喺唔同嘅地方嘅。咁睇翻我哋而家西九嘅情況咧，當然有啲人會覺得係適合，亦都係事實嚟嘅。好多委員講話係經過咗一啲漫長嘅討論先至有呢個 1.81。咁對於再嘅改動咧，當然係會唔同嘅人士會有唔同嘅意見。咁當然亦都有市民或者唔同嘅團體嘅代表咧，就會覺得我哋太低。如果而家呢一刻唔作出一個調整咧，其實正如我所講，嗰、那個中當中嘅地庫起咗之後咧，其實咧就會固定咗噶啦。即係我哋都好難再有機會去因應社會嘅要求去增加。咁所以呢個係一個如果是要增加的話，這個可以說是一個比較最後的一個機會了。那我們作為西九管理局呢，其實呢我估我們當然最重視呢就是那個區的文化藝術，有關文化藝術的發展。那如果整個配套來說呢，其實那個 HOR 即是酒店住宅和寫字樓呢，其實都提供了一個人流的。那如果我們是可以適當放寬的話呢，我估我們管理局嘅立場咧，都會希望嗰個發展係一個平衡嘅，唔會偏重話譬如而家我哋住宅好需要，唔會偏重變曬住宅啦，或者寫字樓好需要，唔會偏重變曬寫字樓。我哋希望仍然一個平衡嘅發展，等佢日間晚上都可以有一適當嘅人流去叫做支援，或者叫互相補足嗰個成個西九嘅發展。咁當然幾多少為之多，幾少為之少咧？我估每個人有唔同嘅意見，我哋都有好了解Harbourfront Commission 嘅委員好關注嗰個 Harbourfront 嘅發展，同埋佢對於嗰個 市民的影響。咁我估我哋其實都係一齊，都係有呢個關注嘅。我都會好擔心加咗會唔會對我哋文化藝術啊或者人流啊各方面有唔好嘅影響。咁我估咧，我哋都好多謝聽到大家嘅意見。咁呢啲意見咧，我估都會反映翻俾政府有關部門啦、城規會啦各方面去睇翻各方面嘅訴求，去作出一個平衡。咁我哋而家咧就希望係一個比較平衡而適度嘅一個放寬作為一個前提去試，亦都希望我哋嘅技術嘅評估做翻嚟，係發覺技術係可以可行嘅，咁我哋先至會去做嘅。咁但係話真正嘅平衡，一啲比較主觀啲嘅平衡咧，可能咧其實我哋都係盡量提出我哋嘅意見之後，希望作出一個有關當局作出一個平衡嘅嚇。
Maggie,
sorry, I understand the emphasis on a balanced solution. In that case, why do you need all this ultimate flexibility? I had probably could accept a bit more if everything sort of moved up and down, as more or less agreed in the proportions. But if you have absolute flexibility, who says somebody, all these different opinions you regard, somebody's going to say, oh, let's all put it into what gets, and let's face it, this is half the problem, what raises the most funding? And that will be residential. And I don't want to see 15% of additional plot ratio go straight into the residential without a lot more consultation on that first. It may be the right answer, but just having the flexibility to do it is not the right answer.
Thank you, Maggie. Franklin and then Paul.
多謝主席。就咁啊，睇呢個表咧，即係有第一個 point 咧，就係即係其實個 public open space 就冇大到啦，其他嘢就按比例咁樣多咗 15% 啦。咁變咗咧，就諗翻當時即係而家即係選咗出嚟嗰個 master plan 咧，其實佢最主要嗰個 concept 咧就係、是、即係一句佢就係話城市中嘅公園咁樣啦。咁咧就咁睇，咦咁按比例好似嗰個 open space 咧就細咗啦，咁即係人均用嘅又好點樣都好睇，都係細咗咁樣比例上，咁變咗就因為係一個咁廣泛諮詢啦。其實即係可能我自己本身我都未必係想揀呢個 master plan， 但係即係而家即係成個香港嘅市民 involve 咗之後揀咗呢個 master plan， 因為我覺得個 concept 就好緊要，一定要維持翻呢個 concept 啦。咁至於點樣去做咧，就可能需要都要喺呢個方向咧，我覺得要 justify 到先得。首先，第二咧就。其實即係關於個高度嗰度咧，就有就算你增加樓面面積，唔一定要增加高度，因為咧你係可以向下發展噶嘛。咁而家似乎就冇嘢，除咗你話嗰個成本會增加咗，又或者即係可能下低嗰啲 traffic 嗰個 planning 咧會要再搞過一次。咁但係其實咧有好多嘢，如果唔係需要喺地面嘅嗰啲 back of house 啊，嗰啲E&M 啊嗰啲東西咧係可以擺喺地面下低。咁嘅時候變咗嗰、那個。高度呢即係未必相應呢，就話好似呢度要有一個 plan size 唔大嘅話呢，咁就要全部都要高 15% 啦，即係我覺得亦都唔係咁簡單就咁一講咁 relax 啦。咁第三呢就係、是、即係牽涉返頭先第一點呢，就話其實既然有個咁大嘅公眾諮詢，個人都睇過曬個 master plan， 然之後去揀咗一個咁樣嘅 master plan， 咁我覺得你呢度一改咗一個 15% 嘅 floor area 嘅時候咧，對於個 master plan 咧一定會有一個都好 significant 嘅影響。咁嘅時候咧，我覺得唔可以係冇一個 master plan 咧，即係其實一個即係我哋行內會話嗰個叫 urban design study 咧，係比較立體，即係立體咁樣去考慮 three dimensional 咁樣去考慮咧，究竟邊一度會擠多啲，邊一度擠少啲個 floor area 落去？尤其是而家即係有啲地標式嘅建築已經定咗啦，已經知道 competition 贏咗會係點樣，咁嗰啲咧變咗係一個 anchor 嚟。咁喺呢個時候，我哋再做個 master plan， 應該亦都考慮埋嗰啲已經知道咗嘅嗰啲地標式建築會係點樣。咁樣去做個 master plan， 然之後再睇到你嗰、那個、那個 floor area 個 increase 喺你嗰度嗰個 paper 裏面所講嘅嗰啲 traffic 啊、environment 啊，所有嘅嗰啲 study 咧都 justify 到，再加埋頭先。一開始第一即係嗰個 master plan 嘅嗰個 concept， 成個亦都冇違背嘅時候咧，咁樣先 justify 到咧，有機會可以俾大眾去接受，我覺得。咁而家咧就好似所有呢啲嘢都冇，咁我哋亦都 即係話啊 ，Harbour Planning Principle， 所以話誒，梗係有效，梗係知道啦咁樣。咁但係我哋睇唔到啲具體啲嘢，咦？點樣去跟到咧？咁樣樣點樣會冇比原本嗰個差咗咧？即係喺 Harbour Planning Principle 嘅角度嚟睇，咁所以我哋需要嗰啲資料咁啊，所以即係麻煩可能 project proponent 要俾我哋。
Thank you, Paul. You have an additional point.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to some comments that were made. You know, we now know for sure that this will lead to a demand for increase in height, and therefore it is in direct opposition to the harbour planning principles. So I think that from that perspective alone, we cannot support this. It's clearly that they'd like to have more money, and that somebody in Letchco then says, "Well, if you want more money, why don't you increase it?" I mean. You know, that's, then you'll have to justify harder why you need more money and don't come here and start begging for more height. I have a few issues in general with some of the presentation of the facts. I would expect that a government organization or a semi-government organization like the WQCDA is going to be very honest with the community. And calling this minor relaxation, you're dishonest. When you then say, we will only proceed if technically feasible, you just said that. That's dishonest. So, I think that you have to be better than Henderson or Chung Kong. You have to be an honest organization. You cannot sit here. Yeah, but exactly.
We are honest.
I know, exactly. So they are claiming they are more honest than you, but actually you don't feel that you're more honest. So, to me, I think it's not honest that you call this minor and then come in front of us. It's not honest that you don't talk about immediately. You say, hey, listen, this is not going to help you with your harbor planning principles. We're going to increase the height. You are going to. You're going to bulk out the buildings. You're going to increase the height. So this is not what's being promised. Vibrancy day and night. When the community learned that it was not going to be just a park with some art facilities, but there was going to be some commercial and residential to provide the day and night activity, that was when the argument was already used. And now we use it again? Again, it is not honest. So I think the presentation of the facts is not honest, and I don't feel comfortable with it. You're going to increase the height. Does it meet harbour planning principles? Bulking out the buildings doesn't meet the harbour planning principles. It doesn't make the project finer. It makes the project rougher. I don't see there any reason to support you.
Okay, Derek, you want to supplement on the DC's view?
Yes, please, Chairman. 或者我都講翻咧，其實 1.81 咧，最初都係由即係管理局嗰度去即係去擬定出嚟。咁經過咁多輪超過八場嘅公共諮詢聚焦小組咧，其實我都參與其中。咁即係頭先即係委員證我都講咧，你而家咁樣話去再去善用，咁即係過往做咗咁多功夫，即係咁多專業人士、建築界啊、藝術界啊、文化界做咗好多嘢咧。咁我覺得其實即係都重複係個說服力咧，係好誠意。咁第二咧，我都提翻咧，即係你嗰個擴充個高度，我覺得曾經即係都有個意見咧，就話你係咪一定要喺最高度，即係過往城規會嗰度再去擴張咧，定係有啲你原先未必用得盡嗰度咧，喺嗰度有啲空間去做咧？咁我覺得咧，你應該係要諗咗呢度，你要即係講到即係說服到，俾到我哋你有真係咁樣去做嗰啲嘢，純粹唔係話就咁。你話去增加 15% 打環又係咁，打洞又係咁樣，好似咁樣膨脹咧，這個其實真係好難去理解咯。唔該，主席。
好，多謝你。咁我諗唔知 project team 有冇嘢想 supplement？ 如果冇咧，其實即係會唔會有嘢想 supplement 嚇？
或者我解一解個彈性嗰個問題啦。其實嗰個彈性就唔係我哋一個新加嘅要求，其實我哋就係想維持翻本來個 development plan 嘅彈性嘅啫。咁個 development plan 咧，其實正如頭先阿迪神介紹咧，個總樓面面積HOR 嘅加埋嘅樓面面積同埋住宅本身嘅樓面面積都係有規定嘅，係有上限嘅。咁呢三個上限咧，係仍然係會繼續係有呢個上限，不過就係話放寬咗 15%， 即係所以就唔會可以將所有嘅樓面咧變曬住宅嘅嚇。 吓，咁呢个，所以其实我哋冇要求额外嘅弹性。咁嗰个高度嘅方面咧，其实我就听到委员都俾咗好多唔同嘅意见，善用地下空间啊，其他啊或者有啲比较冇咁敏感嘅地方，放宽多啲，敏感嘅地方唔好加高。咁我估我哋呢度听到嘅，我哋会系去仔细研究翻嗰个嗰啲楼面面积嘅配置，希望可以做得好啲吓。
咁多謝你。咁我諗即係其實我哋即係 Kowloon Task Force 一直都同 WKCDA 係一個好好一個即係 stakeholder 一個 partnership 嘅一個關係啦。咁我哋其實處理事情呢都唔係即係一成不變嘅。咁但我哋都希望即係個 project team 明白呢，即係其實呢個唔係淨係喺呢度會裡面係一個規劃嘅申請，即係考慮佢規劃嘅多少啊咁。咁亦都唔係話規劃，即係我哋申請一啲多啲嘅一定會反對。咁因為我哋係一個即係 Harbourfront 嘅 commission。咁所以呢其實喺今次嘅 presentation 裏面，我哋都唔係話即係任何嘢都一定反對，而係喺你嘅 presentation 同個回答裏面呢，我哋見唔到即係個 project 點樣係配合到或者加強到個 harbour planning principle。咁呢樣嘢我哋係唔可以因為即係你冇即係冇回答到呢樣嘢，我哋唔能夠係可以有足夠嘅 justification 俾我哋覺得究竟你呢一樣嘢係唔係真係可以接受呢咁樣。咁而我哋嘅 view 即係大家好多委員亦都講咗出嚟啦，即係咁變咗即係我哋會覺得我哋呢個 view 喺呢個 meeting 裡面嘅 consideration 個 harbour planning principle 呢，咁我哋亦都會將我哋嘅 view 係 summarize 係俾 town planning board。咁亦都希望你可以即係聽到我哋委員一啲嘅意見呢，喺你將來繼續 take forward 嘅時候可以 consider 啦，好嗎？多謝你哋 ,thank you。